We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Madam Secretary, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, news coming out that Oklahoma has achieved a top 10 rating when it comes to bridges across our state. I know that's very important to our folks across rural Oklahoma.
You know, Ron, it's certainly very important. We're very glad to see Governor Stitt and Secretary Tim Gatz announce that earlier this week. And I think Oklahomans should be very excited that Secretary Gatz is in his position. He and I talk frequently, and he certainly understands the importance of transportation of our ag goods, whether that's livestock back and forth or if that's grain, you know, to the port from the western side of the state to the east. And he certainly understands that there's many of our rural roads that at times have been neglected a little bit, and certainly having those shoulders on so many of those rural roads is a priority for Tim. So it's exciting to see the movement that we've made in the state of Oklahoma from where we were ranked in regards to the condition of the roads. And I really believe under Governor Stitt's guidance and Secretary Gatz there at the helm for Department of Transportation, I think we will continue to see significant improvement. And for those of us in ag, if there's not a way to get our product to the market, then we have some big hurdles. So great announcement for all of Oklahoma, but especially our ag producers. And I think we'll continue to see momentum there.
I guess for quality of life issue, that's very important for the rural parts of our state that we have that infrastructure.
Well, you know, it certainly is. Probably many of your listeners have driven down some of these country roads that the washboard will just about bounce you out of your pickup, or you're trying to dodge potholes and you just kind of give up on that. So being able to get back and forth, and too, you know, now school's starting back in, and a lot of our rural students ride a long ways on a school bus. And so making sure we have quality roads for them to travel on safely back and forth to school and other activities is really important.
Winding down on applications coming in from the CARES Act grants that were announced just a few weeks back. This is to try, obviously, to improve meat processing infrastructure in our state. Tell me a little bit about the applications as they came in.
So we have been almost overwhelmed by applications, which we're really genuinely excited about, because that means folks want to increase the capacity, increase the chain space, essentially, that we've got in Oklahoma. I do want to give a lot of credit to Jason Harvey on staff at the Department of Ag. Jason has talked with many, many people via email and over the phone, and he's kind of the point person as far as collecting those. As of this afternoon, the latest update I had, we had over 150 applications. Which is significant, and certainly we don't have a final dollar amount total as far as request, but we surpassed that $10 million mark last week. We had almost $20 million requested the end of last week when we were at about 37 applications. So I think we're seeing that tremendous interest in doing that. We're very appreciative the governor approved that $10 million for the meat processing, and I'm certainly excited to see that new capacity we'll have in the state, and then really that increased economic development from that, because when we get new jobs in rural areas and increase opportunities for our producers, that really has a great trickle-down effect across all our communities.
The thing that kind of impressed me was your willingness to put a pretty short leash on this turnaround. You wanted that money be used right away.
We certainly do, and part of that is federal guidelines say that it has to be expended by December 31st of 2020. So we had to do some pretty quick work to get an application put together and get a turnaround on those to get them in so that our Ag Enhancement and Diversification Board members could review all of those, and so folks could know that they had the money and were able to spend it in an appropriate time. And we understand that that's a pretty high hurdle for them, but we certainly don't want to miss out on the chance to see those grants go out for the ag sector.
And from USDA, we got some money that was pushed into the state for rural broadband, and you were a part of that announcement as well.
You know, very excited. Had the chance to be on that announcement with both Senator Inhofe and Congressman Lucas, and, you know, both those gentlemen have been very good to all of us in rural Oklahoma, and when you see where those dollars are going to go out under Secretary Perdue's leadership there at USDA, that just makes a huge change in the daily life for so many people. You know, that allows students to access things for education purposes, but in the ag world, our equipment more than ever has more technology than we could have ever imagined, so we're needing that broadband access. But it means, I hope that it means, people can stay home on the farm, maybe start up a business or expand an online business business, whereas before they wouldn't have had that ability. So lots of kudos to USDA and Secretary Perdue, but certainly Congressman Lucas and Senator Inhofe, who haven't forgotten about our rural Oklahomans and our ag producers.
Finally, I know one of the challenges you've got out there right now, and everybody's trying to get their arms around it, the governor asked all his cabinet secretaries to weigh in on the McGirt decision, the Supreme Court decision, that kind of puts up in the air exactly what our relationship is with those tribes on the eastern half of the state. What are some of the impacts that you've seen, that you reported back to the governor on the ag side?
Yeah, we certainly did, Ron, and the Department of Ag primarily is a regulatory agency. That's a lot of the work that we do that not everybody loves, but it's a very important part of what we do. And so we had our staff gather up the programs, where they administer those programs and where individuals are licensed. In a lot of situations, we'll take poultry, for example. Over 80% of those poultry operations are in the area that potentially could be impacted by that decision. So then that puts a lot of questions into play. Would some of those tribes want to take on that responsibility? Then would we have an MOU at the department with those tribes? Would someone have to be licensed with two entities? And, you know, we certainly want to make the regulatory process easier for individuals. And we're just talking about our ag world, right? So feed, seed, fertilizer, poultry, CAFOs, everybody who has to work with us. And I don't think there's anybody that says they love working with the government. Typically. And so this McGirt decision, you know, kind of adds some significant layers that could be incredibly challenging for ag producers, challenging, confusing, both from their perspective and the department's perspective. So we're working in tandem with the governor to make sure that Oklahomans are aware of how that could really impact them. And we acknowledge it right now. It's, you know, focused on the criminal side, but we think there could be expansion there, and we want to make sure that ag folks specifically can still do what they need to do and not have a lot of red tape to go through.